Shivers pass through my legs. Written by Berries and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom: The Hunger Games. Relationship: Katniss Everdeen / Finnick O'Dare. Rating: Explicit. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Summary: During the 76th Hunger Games party at President Snow's home, Katniss and Finnick find their own way to rebel against the president by fucking on his balcony for all to see. Or, the Quarterquill fails, leaving Finnick and Katniss as the last two victors standing. The corners of her lips barely lifted. Despite all of his training, Katniss still couldn't act the part. She curled her fingers around the lip of Snow's balcony as the capital citizens tittered around like insects down below. They were loud, incessant, always grabbing and groping at her. She didn't mind when he did it. Pressed against her back, Finnick slid his arms around her waist. "You need to stop scowling," he whispered against her ear. She shivered and closed her eyes. It was easier to pretend when he was there with her, an anchor, keeping her in place on tumultuous, hungry waters. They were the last two victors standing in the midst of a failed rebellion. The Quarterquill was meant to leave the capital in ashes from its inferno, but instead, the arena had burst into flame, leaving nothing in its wake but the two of them. Firstly sad, alone, utterly broken. Most forgot that ashes were where most things grew from. Hope, desire, love. "I'm not scowling," she murmured, scowling. He chuckled against her ear, nipping her earlobe. It was all part of the act. It was supposed to be, anyway. The game makers were slow to cut the live feeds projecting the beginnings of a failed rebellion into the homes of Panem. Leaving them with a half-butchered storyline, Snow demanded they kindle into something that was meant to leave them both humiliated. When the rebellion failed, a spark lit and faded. Katniss knew she was ash in Fennec's arms. But when he lingered by her ear, nuzzling the underside of her jaw, she felt something in her flicker to life. She always did. Inhaling deeply, she twisted her fingers around the slick metal railing before her. "Scowling," he murmured. His voice was warm like the sun. Even when the capital pried its fingers into him, he still stood whole. The fissures in him never burst open. He was always stronger than her. Sand turned to impenetrable glass despite how many lightning strikes tried to burn him into nothing. He was always beautiful. Always strong. Everlasting. Hers. "He's not here," Katniss said lowly, and her stomach flipped in disappointment. She disliked performing for the highest-paying capital citizens. If it weren't for Finnick, she'd be doing this alone. Selling herself. Giving pieces of who she was to these greedy, fake people. "He's always watching, Katniss." Finnick's hands played flat against her naked belly. The dress cut was plunging. This was who Snow wanted her to be. Another piece of the capital. Another decoration for everyone to grab at and fondle. His hands felt hot against her tight dress. His mouth was warm and wet when he tipped it toward her neck. She tilted her head to the side, closing her eyes as she exhaled roughly through her nose. He licked at her neck, sucking at her skin. Katniss kept her eyes closed, pretending that the sounds of the capital citizens were nothing but locusts in the distance. She could pretend she was in 4 or 12. She could ignore the ache in her feet from her tight heels. She could pretend that this was them, together, as she wanted it to be. He pulled at her dress, lifting it up to her hips. She released the railing with a slippery sound and held it in place, keeping her eyes shut tightly as she focused on how he pressed his hips against her back. "I'm not thinking about them," he murmured against the back of her head. He kissed the braid he gently threaded through her hair earlier. While the capital took pieces of her, he always gave them back, keeping her secrets tucked within the scales he kept hidden from the prying hands and desperate fingers of the capital. "So, why are you?" "I'm not," Katniss murmured, licking her lips. She opened her eyes to the swarm of lights. Another capital party. Another Hunger Games. She should be thinking of them, of how her tributes were destined to die because of her. But instead, I'm thinking about you. Finnick was quiet, as he always was when she went off script. He kept himself pressed against her, his arousal hard against the small of her back. He never pretended with her. I'm thinking about you too, he murmured. Placing a wet kiss against the back of her neck, he slipped his fingers into the hem of her underwear and worked them down the swell of her ass. Gonna need you to part your legs a little, Cat. She exhaled roughly, pressing her legs together tightly. She liked the slickness she felt, knowing that this was a part of her that Snow could never take from her. She wanted him. She'd always have him. Even if that claim over Finnick O'Dea was as delicate as silk, Katniss knew that Finnick would always be hers. It was the one secret he let her keep for him. He chuckled. Always a team player. You know me, she said roughly, lifting her shoulder. She dared to glance over her shoulder at him. Her stomach flipped at his bright eyes, his tousled hair. The sight of him reminded her of the woods and the freedom they always held for her. Even with the electric fence buzzing violently in 12, she knew that it was attainable. He was. I like to work at it myself. By all means, he smirked. You're welcome to give me a show. But you know where I'd prefer it. Their bed. The victor's village they shared despite belonging on opposite ends of the earth. Him in the bright, beautiful sea, and her deep in the darkness of the woods. She parted her legs with a heavy sigh and a roll of her eyes. He smiled toothily, that bright smile the capital always thought was for them. She gasped when he slipped a finger into her cunt. Pressing her lips together, she squared her shoulders. She should look away, peer down at the capital below, but she didn't want to share this with them. She understood now what it meant to share Finnick O'Dea with others. She hated it. It made her want to snap her jaws, rip him from their hands, and keep him tucked in the safety of her woods forever. He didn't look away from her, sea-green eyes seeing her as she was. A girl with dirt on her face, her hair a mess, her braid falling apart. Not the girl who stood before him with her face cakey with makeup and her eyes overpowered by red eyeshadows that were meant to remind her that she burned alongside their friends. Gripping the railing, Katniss cocked her brow slightly. More, she murmured. He smiled, obliging with a second finger. She gasped, tugging her shoulders down, her body tensing. Heat flooded through her as she closed her eyes. He pressed against her, his arm tucked awkwardly between them. Her face flushed hot, her neck burning. With her eyes closed, she could pretend that they were at home, with him pressing her against the wall, the pier against the window. It didn't matter to her that the capital lacked the sea air she'd come accustomed to. It didn't matter to her that he smelled different, the perfumes drowning out the ocean as he cradled it with him even here. When he slipped a third finger inside her, Katniss moaned, tilting her head back. She heard Finnick suck on his teeth as he pressed his hips into her ass. Please, she murmured roughly. Fluttering her eyes open, she peered at him from over her shoulder. Please what? He asked huskily. You know what, you idiot. He smiled, lips parted as he bowed his head to kiss her exposed shoulder. I don't know, he murmured hotly against her skin before nipping at her shoulder. You wear a dress like that and expect me to think. It's cruel. It wasn't my choice. It was the only one you didn't say no to. Maybe she'd chosen a deep blue dress to bring the ocean to him. The plunging neckline hadn't been her choice, but when his other hand came to her belly to touch her skin, sliding up her stomach, she knew that it had been the right one. Finnick slid his hand up her belly now, stopping once he cupped her breast. Maybe I felt inspired, she murmured, panting as he thrust his fingers roughly in her. Come on, Finnick. She licked her lips, bucking her ass into his hips. You know what I want. Are you really going to deny me? Thought about it, he murmured. The silk he wrapped his voice in when he was in the capital was gone, replaced with the rough grains of sand. She shivered. He slipped his hand beneath her dress and thumbed her nipple. You walk around in a dress like that and expect me to behave. She arched into his hand, pushing her ass back against his hips. Technically, I didn't pick it. You know I'd wear a sack if I could. He groaned. Teasing a helpless man. You know what I think of you and your sex. Hot, apparently. The shapeless things she wore around the Victor's village tended to drive him crazy. Katniss wished she could wear something like that now, to feel like they were at home. I want your dick in me, Odair, she growled. I laughed hot against her neck. All you had to do was say so, Kat. She rolled her eyes and gasped when he crooked his fingers inside of her. He removed his hand, hips pressed against her ass. She reluctantly took hold of her dress and bunched it at her hips as he undid his pants. He took forever. Finnick liked to tease, to wade slowly through the water like he wasn't the ocean's sharpest, most dangerous predator. She felt like his prey now, even on land. Standing on the tips of her toes and her ridiculously tall shoes, Katniss parted her legs and tipped forward against the railing. She shivered as heat rushed through her at the sound of his hand on his dick, and she jerked when he pressed the head against the seam of her cunt. She bowed her head when he slid into her with a thrust. Gripping her dress tightly, she gripped the back of his hand at her breast roughly. "Make it good, Odair," she murmured. "Don't I always?" He buried his face into her hair, breathing hot and heavy as he kissed her head, the back of her neck, her intricate braid that was going to unfurl and make her look more like Katniss Everdeen, the girl who survived, then the girl who was a puppet of the capital. She pushed her hips back against him as he began to thrust. With a hand on her hip, Finnick moaned against the back of her head. He made no effort to make it appear like they were merely standing against a railing, her back to his front. Finnick was crass at these parties, a little more unhinged than she'd known him to be at the only pre-games party she'd been to before everything had collapsed around them. He had more to lose than he had to gain, but she knew that he thrust into her for anyone watching to know that she was his. He kept his secrets hidden beneath his scales like any bright fish, but he learned from his mistakes. Parading her around as he kept her safe, kept her desirable, enabled him to protect her, when she should be the one protecting him. If it hadn't been for him and that golden bracelet, she'd be gone too. She pushed back against him, shifting her hips upward as he pushed into her. She moaned loudly, uncaring of the attention they drew. Heat flooded her face, turning her skin red. She gripped the back of his hand like a trident's prongs spearing fish. The capital burst beneath them in bright and clashing hues and perfumes, but she could only see an ocean of colorful fish on the ground floor and smell the ocean on Finnick's skin. He jerked his hips against her when he came deep inside of her. Katniss pushed back against him before tearing his hand away from bruising her breast and shoved it between her legs. He chuckled, biting at her neck as he felt her clit and encouraged her to ride his hand. Katniss' groans became louder. She used to be quiet, swallowing her sounds when he fingered her in closets and the bedrooms of the capital's mansions. Now, she wanted them to hear her. She was still here, still breathing, still on fire. Embers flickered into flames as she came on his fingers. Katniss leaned back against him, ignoring the dampness to her brow and the sweat of her chest. She hardly cared that she was half naked on Snow's balcony, with Finnick's cum dripping down her legs. Eyes were on them, but Finnick didn't look around and shush her. She hardly cared herself, smiling loosely at the sight she knew they made. He tucked his hand away from between her legs. She wrapped his arms around her, leaning back against him as he held her to his chest. He adjusted where he touched her, covering her breast with his forearm. Even when brimming with rebellion, he was always protecting her, always trying to keep the secrets that belonged to her safe. With his chin against her shoulder, Katniss tilted her head back to peer up at him. Nipping at his jaw, she smiled a small smile. Finnick held her tight against him as he leaned forward and kissed her. In the end, she was still the girl on fire. The end.